Hey, what's going on, guys? It's been a minute. A lot of stuff has changed. I'm gonna go ahead and talk to you about a few things that I've experienced within the past few months. Basically, since my last episode, December 28th, 2018. It's been a hot minute. A lot has changed. And stuff is still changing. The world, the new world is coming. And the old world is suffering because of it. I want to talk to you about attachments, emotions, how exactly we are all raised, and how, although you believe that it is you against the world, ultimately, there is nothing that is against you. Even your foes, even those that you harm, simply understand why people do the things they do. You don't have to study anything. You simply have to be able to hear them. You know? And it goes deeper than that. There is a difference between being sympathetic, empathetic, and then there's understanding. That which need not be said. I can look at you. Whether you tell me or not, I can know more than you're willing to admit. And, you know, there are people who know this. Especially children. I never take it for granted how powerful our children are. And I'm always surprised at the things that they know without being taught. It is very interesting to see how traits and characteristics are passed on from generation to generation. When you're younger, you have your friends. You know them and them alone. But when you're older, you become friends with the parents of those with whom you were friends when you were young. You become friends with the parents of the friends that you had when you were young. And you get to understand people a little differently. I think a lot of the issues that are of this world today are here for a reason, right? It is very easy to see these things and to believe that there is no hope or that all seems bleak. But that is basically how it's supposed to work, right? You know, the further and the harder you fall, the better, the more it bounces back. The higher it bounces back, I should say, for lack of better words. And so, when you see things getting to be really bad, it is almost certain that something good will come out of it. And you are much more better able to understand these lessons if, and although how hard it is, I understand, you can detach yourself emotionally from the event that actually occurred, right? At the beginning of the year, we had a lot of mass shootings, and we still do. Although, I do believe that children are much stronger than adults, emotionally. If you observe history, you can see how a parent's problems can be inherited through the child. It is sad, at least to me it is, to see children inherit the burdens of the parents. It is sad for me to see parents view their children as a product of themselves. And so if the children fails, the parent feels shame, right? And they, you know, it's like saying, who are you? You're not my son, you're not my daughter. This is not who I raised you to be. And And a lot of the issues are rooted in expectations. And you know very well, nothing needs to be repeated, that expectations are the problem, not the problem themselves. You know, there is a huge emphasis on learning how to let go. And it's difficult, right? It's no easy task. But understand this, the reason that these things are avoided so deliberately, right? The things that you know you should do, because it's not easy. What is easy is taking the routes that people usually do. And that makes more sense when you see that in all life, people take the path of least resistance. It is not that you choose path A, it is not that you choose path B. It is that if one of these appears much more daunting or difficult or scary, that's what it means, that you'll take the one that's least scary. And when you fail to see that there are more options than just A and B, you often feel like you have no choice. And so that's when the term, you know, did you choose this life or did it choose you? Did you choose this life because of how you felt? Or did you choose it regardless of how you felt? Which is very important. There's a big difference. When you make decisions based off how you feel, it is risky. It is risky because if you understand that your emotions are very much similar to seasons, they will always be there. They are not going to go anywhere, but they each have their time and they each have their place. And so you cannot trust them as well as you can, as well as you'd like to believe that you can. I should say that. And it's not to say that you shouldn't go with your gut. Obviously, if you feel something is right, you go with it, for you understand. Writing it, you pay a hefty price for not doing so, right? You can pay for something and pay for it cheap, but you will pay in the long run a much higher price. Or you can deal with it at the beginning and avoid all the problems that there is in the future. Relationships, knowing how to decide what is right and what is wrong for you. The beginning of all of that starts with how you interpret the world. The world is your reflection. That need not be said. It is understood. But what happens when people get into relationships? More than just partners, right? Any relationship that you get into, right? And I won't really specify because I want to keep it vague. I don't want to paint a very specific picture in your head. I want you to do it yourself with what I'm trying to describe. What happens in a relationship is merely reflective on what kind of person you are. It's not to say that you're doomed because of who you are, but it isn't a chance. A chance to do, to have power over something that at once you believed you had done. And what's more liberating than that? You know, courage is knowledge manifested. So it only stands, it only makes sense to believe that fear is the opposite of knowledge. And you can see that in history. When an individual, an entity, prohibits another person from evolving and growing, it is much more debilitating than, say, cutting off your hand, cutting off your arms, your legs, or even the tongue. You don't need to do all that. You simply take away their chance to learn. If you understand that life is but repetitions and pulses, and once these things end, you end, right? That's what breathing is. That's what sex is. That's what eating is. That's what heartbeats are. And that is progress everywhere and in everything. Because life is always growing, you have to understand that to keep a person down, you keep them from learning. And that is all in history. I'm not going to go into details about that. But you know very well how that is used against people. You know, you can take my eyes, but you cannot take my ability to read. You can take my hands, but I can still feel, right? I don't need my hands to, right? I need my hands to feel something that's material. But if you understand that that's not important as much as you think it is, what's more important is feeling, just the ability to feel. And why do I say that? When you meet a person that appears to be void of feelings, you would say you're dead. What makes you alive if you do not feel? Why even bother being human if you wish to not experience the one thing that does make you human? And that comes all full circle in regards to what it is that we do to avoid feelings or emotions, because they make us uncomfortable, because they put you in your place, because it's not what you thought to be true at one point. There is nothing much more fearful than the death of your ego. Because if your ego does die, then what's left? You don't know. And that is the fear of the unknown. But that's okay. It's okay to be afraid. What's not okay is to let it be the only thing that you are. See, that's life. It is a constant balance of being overwhelmed and underwhelmed. I can stand here. Right now I'm out walking my dogs in a field. And you can look around. You can be overwhelmed by all of what is going on. You can be overwhelmed by all the options you have without knowing which is right. It is, I know there's a term for it, but it's basically when you have too many options and now you cannot choose. Life is like that, man. It be like that. And it's better to have these options than to not have these options. So when you say you don't know what to do, it is much better than saying, I wish I could do this. Because you simply, very easily, could have been born in a different place at a different time, where you literally are not allowed to do the thing that is that you want. And because slavery has existed for so long in many forms, you need to be thankful about having options rather than not. Even though in those times you did have an option, right? Of course, I wasn't there. You can read all the books you want, but you weren't there. The memories of your past life do not serve you. Only the things that you learned from them. The reason they do not serve you is because they do not serve you. What good is it to me to remember something that happened eons ago or an unknown number of years ago? I can't apply that now. But what I can apply is the things that I've learned. And if you believe in reincarnation, I believe that is somehow related to common sense not being that common. See, we all live on the same planet, but we're all a part of a different world. You listening, your day-to-day life is much more different than mine. Yes, it may be simple, but it's in the details. And that's what I mean. You have to make choices that I do not. And I do as you do not. There is no need to rush. There is only the issue of perception. If you understand that this life is the longest thing you'll ever do, then you can be patient with yourself. Of course, there is nothing like getting down to it and just putting in the work. But so often do people see themselves as failures for not doing something in an allotted amount of time. And I understand this, obviously. You set expectations for yourself and you don't meet them, you feel bad, you feel shameful. But understand this. Unless those feelings be from you internally, make sure that it's not because you were taught to follow through with what you say. That you were taught to meet deadlines or else you're a failure. Life becomes very tricky. It becomes very hard to enjoy when you live according to the words of another. When you don't abide by your own moral judgment. Each person lives life according to their own pulse. You can listen and consider what the world has to say, but it should never be louder than your own voice. And when it is, you've got problems. You've got problems that happen, and now people have to deal with things because of what they've done because of this. First, it is because you're not master of your emotions, or so you think you're not. It's very easy to be overwhelmed. I get it. Life is intense. And I can talk about suicide another day and how I feel about it, what I think about it. I think it is in every person's right to do what they want with themselves. I think people get hurt because of their loss, not because you decided to do what you thought was best for you. And the reason people feel like that is because life is intense, right? The reason why life is so intense and why we feel lost so heavily is because you feel like you've been abandoned. And you as a human understand that you need all the help you can get. To deny that is to be very foolish, very arrogant. And you know where that goes, right? You've observed history. You know people like this. You've seen what happens to them. The biggest enemy you have out here is not the world, my friend. It is you. It is your body that brings you down. It is your mind that gets in your way. And to overcome that, the simplest thing I can tell you is to be aware. It is to be mindfully aware. And that's not something that's taught in school, is it? Of course not. What business is there in being aware? More importantly, you understand the threat that it poses. If you see how money is made, it is mostly made through emotional purchases. And you know this. Whenever you've bought something, just because of how you emotionally felt about it, your emotional ties to it, right? Brands, names, things like that. It's all about that. And if you can detach, you will not be tricked into these things. You cannot be lured into traps if you know how to be aware. And how do you be aware, Michael? You're so busy living your day-to-day lives. What do you do in order to be aware? How am I not being aware? That is the better question. See this. Your perspective can be seen as sunglasses. And so you have the lens. And according to the color, such changes the hue of your world. And if you never take your sunglasses off, you see outside and it appears dark. But it is not, my friend. You take them off and you will see how bright it really is. And that is what your emotions do. It is more than just being aware of what's going on. it is being aware of how you're feeling. And then what do you do with that? What do you do when you already are aware of how you're feeling? My friend, you sit in it. You stay in it until it passes, like a season. It will not be there forever. If it is there forever, it's because you've ignored it. If you have not ignored it, it cannot stay. Right? It's like ignoring problems. The further you do that, the longer you do that, the bigger the problems get. So you might as well address it and face it head on. And that's the problem, right? People don't want to deal with how they feel. People don't want to deal with their emotions because it's messy. It's a mess. There's no better way that I can say that. And I understand. I understand why people do bad things. It is very important to remember, it is not the sinner you might be against, it is the sin itself. You have to understand why people do things if you really want to get down and to the issue and solve it. But if you refuse to go deep into yourself, you'll never understand it and you'll never solve it. If you want to figure out why kids can be so violent and kill other people, you need to see exactly what happened up until that point. You need to observe everything. The devil is in the details, and when you avoid them, well, he doesn't get dealt with. My grandfather told me this when I was young, and it is something that just got louder the older I got. And it's very interesting, because I thought this to be normal only because I was told this when I was very young. But now that I see that not everybody was told this. My grandfather told me that life is very difficult. That sometimes it would be very easy and enjoy it when it is. But majority of life is very difficult. And he told me this knowing fully well that I have nothing to contribute back to that conversation. I am but a kid. What am I going to say? You know, between 8, 14 years old, right? But he told me this because he wanted me to remember. Because he knows that you don't forget things. People forget things. But they forget the things that are not important to them. It is not that you have an issue with memory. It is simply that something is not important to you. Our relationships are important to me. Just as, and I think this was from Ralph Waldo Emerson or someone else. I do not recall every meal that I've eaten. But every meal that I've eaten has made me who and what I am today. Such as your relationships. For even eating is a relationship. And that's why I said, the better you understand relationships, the easier your life can be. Life is already difficult. Don't be the one that makes it much more difficult on yourself. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I'm going to go ahead and drop a few more soon. Most of these recordings I do are purely based on how I feel on that day. I think it's very interesting to see how a person changes throughout time. You know, through observation, history, and reviewing. And it is a very good time that technology has caught up and now we are able to evolve even further because of that. It was inevitable, but it's nice to be here now. I would much rather be here now than be here 100 years in the past and have to die because I cannot tolerate anything that happened back then. Right? We collectively frown upon racism. But just imagine how deep that shit was before you were here. It was in the air, and it is still in the air. There are but hints of it here and there. But that shit was intense back in the days, man. And it's not even down, it's not even just the U.S. It's the world. And it's not just one race against another, it's everybody against each other. It is so vicious. It is such dog-eat-dog that it's sad to see man not understand that fellow man has nothing to do with him. Fellow man has his own choices to make. And when man is not on the same page in regards to what is right and what is wrong, you have a perfect recipe for disaster.